This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The wildland fire west of Craig ended up burning 1,161 acres. No structures, though. Fire crews were keeping an eye on the fire line to make sure no more fires started all day yesterday. The BLM said last night it was 65% contained. Senator Bennett started off the week visiting Northwest Colorado with stops in Dinosaur, Craig, and Simo Springs. He went on to Grand County to speak with producers. The ranchers there had one thing on the agenda, but they tell us Senator Bennett wanted to talk about wolves in Grand County. That's what they did for several hours with different producers and different elected officials. Sandrock Ridge Care and Rehabilitation, Craig's offering to help Casey's Pond Senior Living. The Steamboat Springs facility has gone into receivership, and 47 residents in the skilled nursing area have been told they have 90 days to leave. Sandrock Ridge has already taken one person from Casey's Pond. Gina Andujo, the nursing home administrator at Sandrock Ridge, says other families have reached out about availability at the Craig facility.
We are very proud of our facility, and we're proud of what we do for the members of the community and the surrounding area. We know that Casey's Pond is going to be closing, and we just want to let everyone know that we do have 11 beds open. Feel free to come and visit us or to call us.
Sandrock Ridge has also been approved for a dementia unit. They will have 14 more beds available as soon as the licensing is finalized, which should be a couple of weeks. The grand champion steer at the Moffat County Fair this year is named Trigger. Belongs to Easton Eckroth. The 19-year-old's in his last year of 4-H.
Yeah, I'm super excited. It's been a long process, a lot of years and a lot of work, so super excited. This is my last year.
Orion Musser's grand champion reserve. This year's grand champion for goats, Frankie Counts, who will be in the sixth grade, and her goat is named Primrose.
Prim won because of her structure and because she braced good and because she listens to me.
Adelie St. Martin's grand champion reserve. The Demolition Derby, it is tonight at the Moffat County Fairgrounds in Craig, starts at 6. Tickets are available at the gate. The drivers are competing for over $15,000 in prize money. Right after the fair, Eli Mosley takes the stage, and that concert is free. The deadline for the Crane Coloring Contest is today. It's open to kids ages 3 to 18. Tonight's a steamboat-free summer concert at House and Hill. The band is ALO. Gates open at 5:30. The 7th annual rummage sale for the Rout County Council on Aging is from 4:30 till 6:30 this afternoon. 8 to 3 on Saturday. It's at the Steamboat Springs Community Center. The Bandita's second annual fundraiser, Mingling with the Mustangs. That's from 3 to 7 Saturday. It's a nonprofit group, and they have helped save 32 Sandwash Basin Mustangs. They're having a fundraiser to get hay for the winter. There's more information on our website. The Boots and Roots Dinner and Dance is Saturday evening in the 4-H building in Meeker. It's presented by the Pioneers Association, and it is for new residents or fifth-generation families. I'm Shannon Lukens. That's the news. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.